This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, here we are. Our last break of the day on this Friday for the week. It's getting close. It's getting close to Election Day. It's getting close to the end of the year. A lot of stuff going on. Steve, take us out.
Hey, you know, y'all, listen. I was talking to the radio team, my family here, off the air. And sometimes I have to remind myself of things. You know, I don't care who you are, you have the capability of learning every day. Now, there are some things that you can really master, like manhood. I've mastered manhood. I know how to be a man. There's nothing new about manhood you can tell me, but there's a lot about success that you can tell me. There's a lot of new principles and a lot of new tactics I can learn along the way. And one of the things I was talking with the family about was I had to remind myself that dreams are dreams. They become goals when you set a date, when you have an aiming part. Let's say you take your dreams and you put them out there and you put them in a circle. You put them in an open iron rim circle and you put all your dreams in that circle. Those are just dreams in a circle. But if you take that circle and you mount it 10 feet off the ground and you put it on the backboard, that backboard becomes a rim. You know what they call the rim in basketball? The goal. Because now you're shooting for something and it becomes a goal. So what the analogy I just came up with, dreams and visions are fine, but they become a point of action when you turn them into goals. See, it's one thing to have a dream or a vision. It's another thing to try to attain it. You know, you can sit up and want, all wish, hope. But if you don't set into action a plan to achieve it, what are we doing? It has to become a goal, something that you're aiming for, shooting for. Because if it's not, it's just a circle on the ground with dreams and visions in it and aspirations and hopes. But if you put it on a backboard, you put it 10 feet in the air, now you're shooting for something. It becomes a goal. It causes you to have a point of action. And what I decided to do was there's something I've been talking about doing for a few years. And I've been getting closer and closer to it. But you know what I hadn't done yet to this one particular goal? I hadn't put a set date on it. And just the other day, I said, you know what, man? And for the first time, I said it out loud. I'm going to do this. And then when I'm done with this, that's going to be it. And it changes. Because once you make it a goal, you know what happens to you? You develop a sense of urgency. See, because now, once you set a goal and you put a date on it, now you work differently. It ain't no just wake up and see how it go. You wake up with purpose. You now have a driven purpose because now you're trying to get it to accomplish in a set amount of time. So like I'm saying, y'all, dreams and visions are wonderful and beautiful, but you got to take that rim and put it on the backboard and make it a goal, something to shoot for. And the goals can be dates. You need to put a date on this thing, man, so you can develop a sense of urgency. And once I set this date on a goal, I started working towards it differently. I started going, wow, man, I got to move like this and move like that. Now, it didn't cause me to become more anxious. It didn't cause me to worry. It didn't start make me trying to do this. It's just that now I've given it to God. I've told God this is the goal. Now show me how to accomplish that. And at the same time, let your will be done. Meaning, it could take a little bit longer, but also it could happen a lot sooner. That's how God works. Because if you knew the exact date that everything would happen, you wouldn't need faith no more. All you need is patience. But God requires our faith, our belief in things that we cannot see. That is the relationship between you and your Creator. Faith. Do you believe in me? When they done counted you out, do you believe in me? When you can't see no way how, do you believe in me? When it seems undoable, do you still have the faith that it will be done? That's the relationship I want to always strengthen with God. That's the one you should shoot for. That's the goal. So as you move forward, you all, set some time frames to what you want to do, but also be open to the will of God. It'll change the way you work. It'll change your sense of urgency, and it'll change your sense of purpose when you wake up in the morning. That's an important aspect of getting to where you want to go. So right now, I got a plan. Right now, I have a point of action. And right now, I got all the faith in the world that it'll happen. But I'm also open to the will of God. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then give us this day our daily bread. Give me what I need for today. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You gotta forgive if you want to be forgiven. That's a lot. So I hope you got something from that today. Have yourself a great weekend. Talk to God. He would absolutely love to hear from you. And don't be ashamed that you ain't talked to God in a while. He know that. That's one of the biggest tricks the devil uses. You ain't talked to him in a while. Ain't no need to go in now. No, go now. It's okay.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.